Korean-French Defense Alliance amid Middle East tensions. South Korea and France have agreed to deepen their defense cooperation in response to the ongoing tensions in the Middle East. The two countries, both major arms manufacturers, plan to boost their military ties as part of a broader effort to address the economic and energy crises triggered by the war in Iran. This move is seen as a strategic attempt to strengthen their positions in the region and mitigate the impact of the conflict on global markets. The agreement was announced during a two-day state visit by French President Emmanuel Macron, who arrived in South Korea on Thursday for a summit with his counterpart, South Korean President Lee Jae-myung. The meeting marked the first state visit by a French president since 2015 and aimed to strengthen France's strategic and economic role in the region. The leaders of the two countries confirmed their commitment to bolstering energy security, including by collaborating to secure safe maritime transport routes through the Strait of Hormuz. This move is crucial for South Korea, which relies heavily on energy imports, including through the strait, and has been affected by Iran's retaliatory measures against U.S.-Israeli attacks. The war in Iran has driven up energy prices and stoked fears of a global recession, making it essential for South Korea to secure its energy supplies. The agreement between South Korea and France aims to address this challenge and provide a more stable energy market for the country. French President Macron stated that launching a military operation to force open the Strait of Hormuz would be unrealistic. Instead, the two countries plan to work together to find alternative solutions to ensure the safe passage of ships through the strait. The defense cooperation between South Korea and France will focus on joint exercises, production, and critical military capabilities. The two countries aim to equip themselves with greater strategic depth in military production and enhance their security posture. South Korea and France are set to sign preliminary agreements to cooperate in sectors such as critical minerals, semiconductors, quantum technologies, nuclear energy, and wind power. This move is expected to increase bilateral trade between the two countries to $20 billion by 2030 from $15 billion in 2025. The signing of these agreements will help secure fuel supplies for Korean nuclear power plants and lay the foundation for joint entry into the global nuclear market. This cooperation will also provide a significant boost to South Korea's economy and reduce its dependence on foreign energy sources. The visit by French President Macron marks an important milestone in the strengthening of ties between South Korea and France. The two countries have agreed to work together to address the challenges posed by the Middle East conflict and promote economic growth and stability in the region.